Right now, John Taylor is with us by phone from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South, 20
points before the market opens. Part of that probably because of some earnings that I'm going to talk about in a second, but let's talk about what the Fed said yesterday. We know they're in control of the world. You find it hard to believe that the world would focus on two words in the Fed statement yesterday, but they did. The Fed seems to have kind of downgraded their outlook for the growth of the economy. They said the economy has expanded at a modest pace. They've been using the word moderate growth for the economy. So all the wordsmiths out there are saying, well, gee, this is the first time they've not used the word moderate in 3 years. They've replaced it with modest. I guess the Fed doesn't think the economy is as strong as we think. So we'll see what happens there. It's Thursday morning, first-time claims for unemployment benefits. The trend continues to get better. Dropped 19,000 from last week, 326,000 people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week, and that trend has been down for several weeks. A number of energy companies reporting the earnings this morning in kind of a mixed bag. Chesapeake over in Oklahoma City, number two U.S. gas producers. Lots of people around here, of course, get royalty checks from Chesapeake. Their oil production up 44%. Yeah, I said it's a number two natural gas producer, but they're trying to make a transition to more oil production, pretty successful. That's up significantly, 116,000 barrels a day, as I mentioned, up almost 50% over the same time last year for oil. They made $457 million. That's about half of what they made last year, but last year the income was bloated by the sale of their gas gathering and processing unit. They did beat Wall Street's expectations by about 10 cents a share. They raised their forecast for the rest of the year, and that stock's up about 3% before the market opens this morning. Not such good news for oil giant Exxon. Huge miss. They reported earnings of $1.55 a share. That's 35 cents a share less than Wall Street was expecting, and about 25 cents a share less than they made the same quarter of last year. That stock is down over a dollar this morning before the market opens. But before you feel too sorry for them, they still made $7 billion profit in the quarter. Now, Murphy Oil down in El Dorado, their net income up 36%, beating Wall Street's expectations. And the next time that you fill up at Walmart and buy that Murphy gas, realize that they're continuing to make the progress, they say, on the spinoff of their retail gas business. When it is spun off, it will be a separately traded company known as Murphy USA. And this is kind of an interesting tidbit. If you ever go into Starbucks and you use their Wi-Fi, you may not be aware of it, but that provider for Wi-Fi has always been AT&T. Well, Google's replacing them. Google has cut a deal with Level 3 Communications. They're going to be taking over the Wi-Fi service at all 7,000 of the Starbucks stores here in the United States. They're going to provide a service that is 10 times faster than the existing connections provided by AT&T. Apparently, AT&T came in late to the process and said, well, wait a minute, we can upgrade our service and provide the same speed. And Starbucks apparently said, no thanks, we've already cut our deal. So when you go in there the next time, the AT&T may be providing other business services to the Starbucks locations, they say. But when you're sitting there drinking your latte and you're searching to buy merchandise, it won't be AT&T anymore, Google and Level 3 Communications.